This is the Big Brother Canada debriefing for week 10, the final week of BB Can 7, with your hosts Karen and Angelique and special guest Jason. Warning, there will be live feed spoilers. The views of these superfans in no way represents the opinions or views of Corus Entertainment, Global TV, or Insight Productions Limited.
Hi, I'm Angelique.
And I'm Karen.
And I'm Jason.
And here we are at the end of the season. This is the last debrief of the year.
Now it's time to win, man.
I can't believe we're already at the end.
This was actually a great season, even though I didn't really like the pretty boys' domination, but it's made for some good drama and some amazing gameplay.
I'm 100% loyal to the pretty boys.
The obvious comparison is the American Big Brother with the Brigade. Mm. And that was just a very smooth sailing drama. Well, there was some drama. They were tight the whole season, but with the pretty boys, even though they dominated the entire season right up until Final Five, they still had some fireworks.
You got nominated one time.
Shut the f*** up, Mark.
So, something I wish we'd seen more of, more jury house. Because
yes.
I loved listening to Corey eat crow and tell Sam, you're going to love this.
You are about to have the most satisfying I told you so.
Oh, my God.
I am over the moon to see Corey because of how everything went down. I was telling the truth. It wasn't my plan. And now she's here to deal with it.
I'm going to give you the best I told you so.
I loved Esty looking at Damien, and Damien's being like, yeah, I voted you out. And then she's like, oh, Dane did vote to save me.
So Dane.
That's why I voted against you, obviously.
What?
Dane voted to keep you?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Screw you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Right. He's golden now.
That's right. It's true. Yeah. So which comes to, maybe let's talk about Dane's unbelievable, history-breaking gameplay.
I just pulled off a huge miracle. At the start of the week, I was going home. But I used crocodile tears and my strong social game to convince people I was better to stay in the house. I cannot believe I pulled that one off.
Logically, there's no reason why anyone should want to keep a big competitor in the house at that point. They had their best chance to take a huge competitor out and didn't take it.
You know, it's kind of like it's an old Big Brother playbook where you're just like, yeah, I know I'm a huge threat, but this guy's a bigger threat.
Yeah.
Like, so he totally was like, Adam, you're my meat shield and I'm going to use you.
Yeah.
You can beat Pikes in a physical. You can't beat him in a mental. You can't beat Mark in a mental. You can't beat Kira in a mental. I can. You're going to need me, man. I need you right now and you're going to need me.
Well, it reminds me of Dan Giesling's play in Big Brother 14 when he hosted his own funeral and somehow saved himself and went on to come second that season.
Yeah, I remember watching that just being like, what is he doing? And then it worked and you're like, oh.
And Dane's done the same thing.
Yeah.
Him working Anthony was television gold.
Yeah.
And then it snowballed into just the television gold of Anthony working Kira.
I just have to make them think that keeping Dane is their idea.
That's right.
Yeah.
My favorite shrug of the season.
Oh, yeah.
This will be the biggest move of the season.
Will it or will it be the dumbest move and come back to haunt me?
The biggest comparison there is Derek's season.
Yes.
When he, was it Caleb? Where he took Caleb away from Frankie and he's in the diary room being like, okay, I need to get this guy away from this person and this is how I'm going to do it.
And he detailed every step.
Yeah, and Anthony did the exact same thing. He's like, okay, I need to get Kira to want to keep Dane, but make them think it was their idea. And then you're just like, well, how are you going to do that? Oh, well, you did it. That was fast.
Yeah.
I'm good, baby.
So these guys deserve to be there.
Absolutely.
Now it's just who's going to win.
Well, that's the thing is you got to sit there and be like, do you vote for the comp beasts, which are obviously Adam and Dane, or do you go with the tactician social game, which was Anthony? Because a lot of people kind of discount the social game, but that's a very big component.
Study my days for what? I don't need to do that.
He didn't hit the mark.
Not once.
Why did Dane do that? I don't know.
So shocked because, like, this is your time. Get him on that seat. It just seems like they're just protecting each other's games. It's like, well, I don't want to ruin Dane's jury vote with Esty. So let's all vote her out and let him be the sole vote. And then now it's like, oh, Anthony, I don't want to ruin your reputation of never having gone on the block. So
which makes no sense.
It makes
to
no
me.
Sense. You want to take that little thing away from him just so you have that edge.
Anthony reaches the final two without touching the block. That's just going to boost his resume, and it's very concerning to me.
Hats off to Anthony's game. He played amazing.
Yeah.
But you add in Dane's comp stuff, and he's like, okay, I got to go with Dane.
Dane
on
was
that
the
one.
Best player.
Yeah, because he's had that target on his back the entire time
and
as
Anthony
a
compie. Hasn't.
1 second I was going out the door, now I'm going to finale night.
Anthony also had some moments where he's gone after the other house guests, and I haven't seen Dane go after anybody.
You're the most flip-floppy line player in the game. You're not going to put words into my mouth or try to lie about situations. I'm not going to allow that.
Yet, weirdly, even though he had that huge blow-up with Kira that one time.
I don't say anything incriminating. I haven't since day one. Why do you think I haven't touched the block, Kira?
Okay.
Kira forgave him the next week, and they were pretty much best friends. You know, he's just a smooth talker.
Well, I loved the blow up between Anthony and Adam. They're like, they're dropping F-bombs, like screaming at each other. And then Adam's like, no, let's not do this. We love each other. And then they have like this huge bro hug it out moment. Yeah. It's like, whoa.
Got a lot of points for Adam, like, there.
Yeah.
I loved watching that.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, whoa.
Let's just stop this. Listen, seriously.
I'm sorry.
I love you.
I love you.
It's all good. It's all good.
It's all good, man.
What were your favorite moments this season?
Probably for me, Mackie's curse going out the door. That, I feel like anytime I see anything go wrong in the house, it's like, Mackie, he did this. It's his fault.
That's very cool. Mackie's legacy.
A plague on this house, y'all. I put a plague on all you guys. You guys are fake, y'all. I wasn't even made for this.
I got to agree, because you love the people that go out with a bang, right? While it is nice to see everybody's playing nice and like get voted out and like, well, you know, good game, guys. It is nice every now and then to see somebody just fly off the handle and be like, you know, curse you, curse all of you. And he's like, oh, man, this guy's throwing the evil eye around.
Yeah, and I believed him.
Yeah.
Him and Mama Kay. Maybe they should, you know, the psychic and the...
I would love to see Mama Kay come back.
Just letting you know.
Yeah.
I'd like to see
her. She was my favorite. I was so sad she went so early. But I mean, she lasted a long time for the fact that she's the oldest person in the house. But
if the Pretty Boys didn't form on day one, I think she would have lasted longer.
Yeah.
Because they kind of identified her as like, okay, she can convince people. She can get people to do not what we want them to do. So they're like, we got to get rid of her.
Yeah.
I would have been interested to see Sam in a season where she didn't have Adam, because I think her instincts were good.
But this game is about adapting, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Yes,
she
that's
was a
true.
A great player. Yeah. The two of them.
The showmance has always derailed the best players.
It's true.
I think they genuinely will stay together after the show. I thought that was the real thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm. Like we say showmance, it gets thrown around like it's like a bad thing. But sometimes, like, you know, like Jordan and Jeff in the American one, like sometimes you're just kind of like, okay, they've got a connection there. Like, because you get to know people really well after spending that much time in such close proximity.
Adam and I, we're both from Newfoundland. We've got a special bond.
I think you're cool. Yeah.
I can just feel that he's going to have my back in this game.
I haven't checked the numbers, but I kind of feel like Big Brother has a better track record of creating lasting relationships than The Bachelor.
You might be right.
Yeah,
it probably does.
Someone's going to look at that, but I think that might be the case.
Could we get a fact checker on that?
I liked the secret assassin reveal because of, A, I like it when a twist actually works and causes true chaos. And there was genuine shock on the faces of the house guests that day.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
Giving you the deadly power of the secret assassin.
The family visit when the moms came in the house and everyone got to see them. That was lovely.
Anthony, please go to the living room.
I love you so much.
The Queen of Kelowna.
Makes me cry, that sort of stuff. I find it difficult to watch, but it was very beautiful.
I can't even imagine being in the house for that long, not seeing any of your loved ones, and then suddenly they're there in your space. That would be, it would be so surreal and so emotional.
Seeing her in this house is absolutely mind-blowing.
All right, guys, should we do predictions? Jason, your winner.
Dane, if he makes it final two, Dane should win.
I am so close to winning, I can taste it.
Yeah, I feel like Dane is sort of the all-around best player from both sides. And I think I was on the fence about that. I would probably gone Anthony, but how he pulled himself out of the fire last week pretty much solidified it for me. It's like he's got
he's a brilliant
the social
player.
Game.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like that's the defining move of his season, because him against Anthony, kind of a toss-up. They played different games, both played like really good games, but different ways. And the same thing, like him and Adam played very similar games. That's the deciding factor right there. Is like, okay, when your feet were at the fire and you didn't have the competition when to back you up, you pulled the social game, which,
it was amazing. That was a brilliant moment of television.
I love this game. I love this game.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and find out for the finale.
I'm excited.
And thank you all for listening. It's been a great season. And
maybe come back next year if we
talk
about it again.
Thanks for having me.
Don't miss the grand finale of Big Brother Canada tonight at 8 on Global.
Oh, man, this has been the greatest season ever.